The crimes happened in 2 days in May of 2003. A woman shot in the face in rural Washington County, Minnesota. A nurse who came to her aid gets her van stolen. The van turns up the next day near a bank in Hudson where two armored car guards had just been robbed. Police can't get near the van because it's on fire and there are explosions. The robber gets away. Then in June of this year, two men are stopped by Minneapolis police for traffic violations. A gun is found in their car.
And a presumptive test came back that that weapon was used in the Bever shooting.
Washington County Sheriff Bill Hutton says the two men in the car had nothing to do with the shooting. The gun was traced to its original owner, 31-year-old Zachary Wigan, a man with no criminal record except for an unserved warrant for employee theft.
He was off the radar. He was not, we did not look at him. His name did not arise during any of the investigation, meaning in 2003, up until the time that we were discovered this in June of this year.
But confronted with evidence taken during a search of his home, Wigan has reportedly confessed to the crimes. Hudson Police Chief Marty Jensen.
When the sheriff got a hold of me and gave me the information that they had and asked if we would be able to put forward an extra effort to get this cleared up within the next few months, I said it was something that we just had to do and get done with.
Wigan is being held in a Minnesota jail while prosecutors from the two states work out their cases. From St. Croix County, I'm Jeff Peterson, Wisconsin Radio Network.